أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ قلنا للملائكة اسجدوا لآدم فسجدوا إلا إبليس أبى واستكبر وكان من الكافرين. In the previous ayat, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explained that when Allah Ta'ala had decided to make Adam alayhi salatu wasalam and his progeny, the vicegerents, his deputies on earth, and all that transpired there, then here now Allah explains of another creation of Allah Ta'ala, the jinnat, and they also were first on this earth, and what their position is with regard to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, and what their state was when Allah Ta'ala had announced that he is going to make Adam alayhi salatu wasalam his deputy, his khalifa on the earth. وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمْ. اور جب ہم نے حکم دیا فرشتوں کو سجدہ کرو آدم کو. And oh, children of Adam alayhi salam, remember that time, think of that time when we had given this great honor to them, this great honor to your forefather Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, the father of mankind. When we told the malaika that they must make sajda to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, this was when Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was made the deputy of Allah on this earth. And then in the honor of that, Allah Ta'ala had commanded all the malaika that they must make sajda to him. The sajda, there are two types of sajda. One is of ibadat, of worship. That is totally haram. All the time it was haram. It is for anyone else besides Allah Ta'ala. A sajda of ibadat is only permissible for Allah Ta'ala. And this was the law all along. However, there is another sajda of respect and honor, a sajda of greeting. And this was permissible in the previous Sharia's. Like the children of Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, they all made sajda to him. That was not ibadat to him, but it was a sajda of respect and honor. That was permitted in the previous Sharia, but in our Sharia, that is also completely forbidden, to make sajda to anyone else besides Allah Ta'ala for whatever reason. People who go to the qabrs of the awliya and they make sajda there, that is totally haram also. So this is not permissible in our Sharia whatsoever. However, at that time, for the honor of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, as a greeting, as a honor for Adam alayhi salam, Allah ordered the malaika that they should all make sajda. And when they all made sajda, magar shaitan ne usse inkar kiya. But shaitan, he did not make sajda to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah had ordered all the malaika and Adam shaitan Azazil at that time was also staying amongst the angels. Shaitan was never an angel, he was never a farishta. He is a jinnat and he has always been a jinnat. And before mankind came on this earth, jinnat lived on this earth everywhere. But they were so prone to all type of evil, wrongdoing, murder, killing, etc. Very, very vast, very greatly they did it. For that, Allah Ta'ala then sent them away from the earth to the mountains and to the islands. And so they were then abandoned and sent away there. However, Shaitan was a great alim amongst them. And he had great knowledge also. And he was a great abid of Allah Ta'ala. And he was not involved in any of this killing, fighting, etc., which the other jinnat were. So the malaika interceded on his behalf that, Ya Allah, save him from being also sent away and put in prison like the others. So Allah Ta'ala accepted the intercession. And then he started staying with the malaika. He was never an angel, but he was staying with the angels also. And he started making the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala even more, because he had a hidden agenda, and that was that he wanted to become the Khalifa on the earth. He wanted that position. So he made a lot of ibadat of Allah Ta'ala, but all this was just a hidden agenda. He had a hidden agenda. Like that, we also have to be very careful. We make ibadat, we do things, but sometimes we have a hidden agenda for that. We will find quite common, for example, a worker who works for us, suddenly he becomes very sweet and he's doing everything, even extra he's doing. We can be almost sure that very soon he's going to be asking for a favor. All that he's doing because he's got something else in mind. So like that, shaitan was made a lot of ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. But what was his object? That he wanted to become the Khalifa of the earth and Allah's vicegerent on this earth. So shaitan, when Allah Ta'ala made Adam alayhi salatu wasalam his deputy and announced it, and in the honor of Adam alayhi salam, Allah ordered the malaika that they must make sajda to him. Aba wastakbar, usne na mana aur takabbur kiya. At that time shaitan refused and disobeyed the command of Allah Ta'ala, and he showed his pride that how can I make sajda to Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. Yeah, ulama write that three types of kufr he got involved in. One was that he disobeyed the command of Allah Ta'ala, Allah's clear command. The second was he had objection that with regard to the wisdom and the knowledge of Allah, that Allah made Adam alayhi salatu wassalam his deputy, then he had an objection. That was the second type of kufr. And this is, for example, which we have in us as hasad, as jealousy. Jealousy is also actually taking out fault in the command of, in the decision and decree of Allah Ta'ala. Allah has given somebody lot of wealth. Allah made somebody look very well. Allah Ta'ala has given knowledge to somebody. And when we dislike that, actually we are objecting to the decree of Allah. That why did you give him that knowledge? Why did you give him that position? So that was the second. And the third was that he gave preference to his own desires over the command of Allah Ta'ala. And that also we get involved in so much, that our own desires we fulfill and we don't see the command of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala says, وَكَانَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ وَرْتَا وَوْ كَافِرُ مِكَا. And Allah knew all along that shaitan was not a pious person. It was just an outward show. He wasn't sincere in his ibadat of Allah. He just had an object behind it. Many times we also need something. We become very regular with our namaz, even with tahajjud. But our object is not the pleasure of Allah. It is only that need of ours must be fulfilled. And when it gets fulfilled, then we see we are no more in the masjid. Our tahajjud is no more there. So we have to examine ourselves also very much. It's very easy to curse shaitan and to speak evil about him. But how much of shaitaniyat is in us that we don't think about it? How much we are filled with shaitaniyat. So in this ayat, Allah Ta'ala has explained that how shaitan disobeyed Allah Ta'ala, and we must not fall in that same trap. And shaitan is gone, as we will read in many other places in the Quran. He has vowed that he is going to take the children of Adam alayhi salam with him to Jahannam. And all the gunas he got involved in, he is going to make us make those gunas also. Guna of pride, guna of jealousy, guna of breaking the laws of Allah Ta'ala. All this is going to get us also, is going to work on it. So we have to seek the protection of Allah Ta'ala and observe the commands, the deen of Allah. In there only is our protection. May Allah guide us and help us and save us from shaitan and his evil conspiracies that he makes. May Allah protect us.